Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Get a mindset that you want to always praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Call up on him tonight. Praise God. This is your time. This is your time to be released from anything that the enemy is trying to do to you. This is your time. When you call upon the name of Jesus, demons got to flee. So say the name tonight. Call upon him. You might not be going through anything right now, but just call upon the name of and find that rest and peace in him that no other name can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. No one else to do. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on. This is your time. Hallelujah. To receive all that God has for you. Come on, call upon him. Hallelujah. To make a way for you tonight. Hallelujah. Say it, say it, say it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bye.
yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. When you don't know what else to do, when you just turning and forgetful and don't know which way you want to go, when the enemy is fighting you on every hand, praise God, call upon the name of Jesus. Just say the name. Call him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's Favor program coming to you tonight live. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs, to the prison walls, may be slain by the bullet, or maybe you're going through some kind of sickness, or disappointments, or hurts. Maybe some of your friends have hurt you. Maybe your family have hurt you. Whatever we fight in this life, it's Jesus. All of it. Just call upon the name of Jesus. God's favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts. Maybe we can say something or sing a song, probably, that may touch your heart tonight. And we are praying for you that tonight will be your night, that you call upon Jesus tonight and he touch your heart tonight. Because Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let us go to prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you so much, God, because you have loved us more than we can love you. Lord, touch everyone on tonight, God. Lord God, where they may be going through some trials and tribulations, they make them overcomers. Let them know that they are overcomers. Let them know, God, that they have the victory in you, Jesus, when they call up on that wonderful name. Lord God, Father, touch them in every area of their lives. Lord, if there's sickness, God, and you the healer. You the healer that is above all healing medicine, God. And we are believing you for it. Maybe they may have a child, God, in trouble, God. Calm their hearts and give them the peace, oh God, that passes all understanding. Maybe the children just won't listen, God, and they are going their own way. But God, you can draw them back because, God, you said you are married to the backslider, God. And God, you said you will draw our children, oh God, from across the lands. And God, we know, God, you're a God that's true of your word. And God, we are believing you for that tonight, God. Every aspect of our lives, God. Oh God, we know that you can touch it, God. You are concerned, God. And Lord God, you hear, God. And Lord God, you deliver us and set free. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, now. But it's done. It's done in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we know God hears our cry because he promised that he would. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We serve a good God. Yes, he is. Is there any more prayer requests tonight? Do press 1 on your phone, and we'll be so happy to pray for you. I think we have Sister Keith's on. And I think she would love to pray over the prayer request. Praise
yes,
God.
Ma'am. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. I'm willing, and I would love to.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Is there anyone that have a prayer request tonight? Do press 1 on your phone, and we'll be happy, happy. I know I will. I know I am so glad that I can join in with the prayer warrior tonight, because God has made all of us prayer warriors to pray for one another. So if you have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone right now. We'll be so happy to pray for you. First person I see is Sister Sharon. Go for it.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing, Pastor Vivian? I would like to put my uncle, Lawrence Mims, and his wife, Brenda Mims, on the altar. I think they're saying that my uncle have lung cancer, and I would like to put my pastor, Kenneth T. Stratton, on the altar for his sight. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. The next person is Sister Ada Nelson. Go ahead.
Thank you, Pastor Vivian, and thank you all for the prayer. But I have another insurance adjuster coming out to meet with the contractor tomorrow, and I praying that God give me favor with this insurance adjuster. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next person is 256-04. Sister Rebecca. Hello, Sister Rebecca.
No.
256. Sister Dolores?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes,
Sister Dolores.
Yes, go for it.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian. So glad to be on the line tonight. My prayer request is that God would just empower the body of Christ, we who are the body of Christ, that we would just become more stronger and powerful going forth and doing what God has called us to do, that we are to wake up and be alert to the schemes and the tricks of the enemy, because we are in the last days. And there are so many scoffers and mockers out there that is mocking our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just pray, we need to pray that God would just give us the boldness to stand up and continue to fight and prevail against the kingdom of darkness, because the church needs to wake up. I've gone to several services, and this church service, and it's just specialist service, ritual services in the flesh. And I just pray that God would just touch us, you know, all of us, that we will worship God in spirit and in truth, because we are living in the last days, and you know, we just got to stand up and be strong in the power of God's might. And we can't do it unless God gives us his power to thread up on those serpents and scorpions. In Jesus' name. That's my prayer request. I'm sorry it's a bit long, but I'm just you know, I'm just sold out to the Lord, and I'm just ready for God to move on behalf of the body of Christ, that we, as the body of Christ, would just wake up and pray for more power in the Holy Ghost, more power in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you for hearing my prayer.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Dolores. Forgive me for calling your name wrong, but I got it together. All right. 682.
Good evening. Rebecca. This is Rebecca. Yes. I asked for prayer for my granddaughter. I had mentioned her last Sunday. She came to church. On day three, she was reading the Bible, and she told me she was having some problems. And she told me that she wanted to know why God say fear him, and that kind of scared her. And I told her, keep on reading, because the Holy Spirit is it's opening up her mind to wisdom, and if you keep on reading, then it'll draw her closer to God. So her name is Kelsey, and I'm just asking y'all to continue to pray for her. She's going through something. I don't know if it's with her baby daddy or what, but she's just very sensitive right now, and I'm a little worried about her. So just continue to pray for Kelsey for me.
Okay. Okay, let me see if there is anybody else. We have a hand up here. 713, go for it. What's your prayer request? You have a prayer request? 713?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Pastor Vivian and all the saints on the line. My prayer request is number one for Pastor Steve Badu. We thank God for how the Lord has used him tremendously in his stay here in the United States, and we're believing for safe travel for him when he returns to his homeland with his wife and children, and there are some desires in his heart, and we're believing for before he leaves for his family, and we're standing in agreement for those desires to be fulfilled. Also asking for prayers, excuse me, for all those this weekend who were affected by violence. And here in Texas, it's just been horrendous. Last week, 5 people killed by a neighbor. This weekend, 8 people being murdered and several others seriously injured by a shooter in the mall, in a suburb
above Dallas, Allen, Texas. So we, our prayers for our nation just needs to continue so much. And for this polarization and division here in this country, we speak in the name of Jesus that the Lord will heal the land as we hear from God and yield to his purpose. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Glenn.
Okay. There is none left. I'm going to ask Sister King to go forth.
Yes.
As we are.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our life, health, and strength, dear Lord. We thank you for giving us another chance just to praise you, dear Lord. Father God, on this evening, we're lifting up the nation, dear Lord, praying for the nation, Lord. Minister Gwen Vernado, she's just asking, Lord, that you just, the division that is going on, bind us together, Lord. Let us all work together, Lord. Whatever is going on in the political world or in the higher-ups and the lowers, dear Lord, that the division be cease, Lord, and that we come together and work together, Lord, that you would just heal the nation. Just praying for all the violence that occurred over this weekend, dear Lord. Praying for the family of those five that was killed by a neighbor, dear Lord. Father God, praying for the one that done the killing, dear Lord. Father God, we're praying for the shooting that took place in Allen, Texas, Lord, for those that were wounded or killed in that, dear Lord. Father God, just the violence as a whole, Father God, she's lifting that up to you, Father God. Father God, she's praying for Pastor Stephen Badu, dear Lord. Father God, praying for safe travels when he get ready to return home, dear Lord. And when he return home, that all will be well, Lord. She's also praying for the desires in his heart, Lord. You know what he have up before you, Lord. We just asking that you would just bless him, Lord. Protect him, Lord. Give him the desires of his heart, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you, dear Lord, for that. Father God, Sister Rebecca is praying for her granddaughter, dear Lord. Father God, her Kelsey, Lord. Father God, you know what Kelsey is dealing with, Lord. Lord, touch, heal, deliver that situation, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Work it out for Kelsey, dear Lord. Father God, I just ask that you just touch, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Give her the comfort and the peace that she needs in her heart, dear Lord, in her mind, dear Lord. Father God, work that situation out, dear Lord. Father God, Minister Sharon is praying, Lord, for her uncle. She's praying for her uncle, the Mims, Lord, and Lawrence and Brenda Mims, dear Lord. They're dealing with cancer, dear Lord. Father God, you know what is going on. We know one touch is heal. Heal. Dear Lord, let them be. Thank you, Lord. She's also praying for her pastor, Lord, Lord. Father God, she's just praying that your will be done in his life, Lord. Lord, you know what he's standing in need of, dear Lord. Father God, help him, Lord. Help, Lord. Heal, Lord. Lord, give him strength, Lord, to deal with whatever situation may be going on, Father God. We ask that you just touch him, Lord. Touch and heal, dear Lord. Father God, it was a beautiful young lady who came on in. She's having an insurance adjuster come on out, dear Lord. Father God, she's asking for favor, God. Give her favor in that situation with that adjuster, dear Lord. Work it out, Lord. Work the situation out so she can have whatever work she needs done, Lord. But let it be favorable for her, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We're thanking you. Sister Dolores is coming to you, dear Lord. She's praying, Lord. She's praying that your will, on the body of Christ, dear Lord, that we will pray and become stronger, Lord, in you, dear Lord. Praying that we'll get bold, Lord. The body of Christ will get bold, Lord. That we will pray and turn things around because the end of time is coming, dear Lord. Father God, that we'll just get the boldness to do what it is that you've asked us to do, Lord, so that we can help reach other ones. Father God, that our voice still be heard, that we won't be afraid to open our mouths and speak, just getting stronger and stronger. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. It's the body of Christ. Father God, we thank you this evening for Pastor Vivian. We're thanking you for her, this prayer line, dear Lord. Father God, anyone that has Father God, mental depression, dear Lord, our mental illness, Father God, touch them, Lord. Give them hope, Lord. Those that feel hopeless, those that feel like they're at the end of their rope, Father God, send someone to just whisper a word, but someone to just quote a scripture to them to let them know to hold on, Lord. Hold on to you, Lord, that if they just put everything in your hands, you'll work it out, and they're not alone because you're right there, dear Lord. We thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, dear Lord. We're lifting up all leaders everywhere, the president, Lord, all pastors, Lord. Father God, those that may be grieving their moms on this Mother's Day that's coming up, dear Lord, we ask that you would give them strength. Those that have lost their moms, Father God, and those that have them, Lord, let them appreciate them, Lord. We thank you for that, dear Lord. Thank you for all the prayer requests that have came forth this evening. Father God, hear our cries, Father God. We stand in need of help. Lord, forgive, Lord. We come to you humbly, asking you to forgive us, Lord. Father God, hear our prayer requests, Lord. Work it out. Work these situations out. Lord, do it like only you can do it, Father God. We're thanking you for what you're going to do for Kelsey. We thank you that she's going to get the clarity and everything will work out in the situation that is going on. Thank you for what you're doing. Dolores, how you're hearing her prayer request, and how God's people, how we're going to get strong in the boldness, the body of Christ. Thanking you for that, Father God. Thank you for Sister Sharon's prayer. And up the for that insurance adjuster that's going to give a favorable work and work that out in favor of the dear sister. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for Minister Gwen's request. Thanking you for how you're going to answer Pastor Stephen Badu's. Thank you for traveling grace and mercy you're giving him. Thank you that you're going to heal and deliver, Lord, comfort all those that are affected by all the violence that took place over this weekend, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we're praying for every situation. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Felicia Keys, so much for praying
amen.
Over the prayer request. Well, tonight, if y'all know someone want to hear this great man of God before he leaves, get him on the phone tonight, because I'm about to bring him for the last time before he flies out. He has been preaching everywhere, even today, and everybody has been so blessed. And so I'm going to ask Sister Jackie Keys to give us a praise song before he comes, and while you get somebody on the line so that they can hear this great message tonight. God bless you.
Let the church say amen. Church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say yes, Lord. Let the church say yes, Lord. God has spoken. Let the church say yes, Lord. We lift our hands unto the Lord. We lift our hands unto The Lord God has spoken. We lift our hands unto the Lord.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The prophet is in the land. He has been setting things in order. This is your time to hear Pastor Stephen Bedu of Ghana, West Africa. Hear him as he comes.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good evening to you all. We thank God for another day, another evening. This evening will be a great evening. We trust the good Lord to touch our hearts, soften our hearts, so that the word that comes will fall on the good grounds and bear fruit in this season. Quickly, I will want us to just turn our Bibles to the book of Revelation chapter 2 from verse 8. You know, Revelation, the book itself was written by Apostle John, a little background of that. And Revelation basically talks about the seven churches that the Spirit of God revealed unto Apostle John to write about. They did what they are doing, either being good or bad, and also their weaknesses. And God asked them to repent from, if it is evil, from their evil deed, and also talks about the reward that goes with it. But this very one is the second church that the Spirit revealed to Apostle John to communicate to the same thing. And verse 8 to verse 11, I'm going to just dwell on this four verses. It says that, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blaspheming of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto the dead, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second day. I have some few things that I would like to talk about here. But first of all, I want us to look at the church of Smyrna. And the Smyrna happens to be one of the greatest cities in Rome. But one of the things that this great city does is that it's a city, it happens to be a harbor city, dwells in the rich valley, which has a lot of trading activities. In that city, they also trade in a special wine, very expensive wine. And one of the things that this city boasts about is because of the trade that goes on there and the level and the class of people that comes into the city, you find pride in that city. In 196 BC before Christ, Smyrna built the first temple to the Rome, the goddess of Rome. And that became the spiritual symbol of Roman Empire. And so the city was a very powerful city. They always, you know, go into sacrificing what they have to the gods and do all sort of things that is abominable to our God. And then they had also the privileges of worshiping the empire of Tiberius Caesar. So you could imagine the city that is dedicated to worship the entire empire. They built a temple there just to worship the emperor then, the Tiberius Caesar. So you could just imagine the kind of pride that this city carries, just like Washington, D.C., where you have, if I'm right, where you have your capital, the White House, right? So this is such a great city in America, where the president dwells. So you can imagine the pride that they have. Spirit of God realized that this spirit, which is pride, is eating into the church of Smyrna then. We had so many also in church which were bringing their habits which was in the city into the church. If you listen very well, the angel recognized all the wonderful works that they were doing and acknowledged the church, those who are part of the church, the tribulations and the poverty and the blaspheming and the worshiping of Satan around the city, around the churches, and around the people of God. But one of the things that God, the Spirit will get is that he says, fear not of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, but be faithful. You may be tried, but be faithful to the end, even to the death of it. Be faithful. And this even God is telling us that though we may encounter tribulations, we may go through troubled times, we may see even poverty, we may see lack, though we may be cast into prison, but he says that endure to the end, persist to the end, dwell to the end, because at the end of it, you will receive the crown of life. My question is anybody going through any tribulations in life? Is anybody going through any challenge of a kind in life? Is anybody hearing my voice going through some terrible situations in life? Endure to the end. Because our Lord is giving us the crown of life at the end of it all. And he said that he that has ears, let him hear. You know, it's not everybody who comes to the house of God has ears to hear. It's not everybody who comes to listen to the message of God, listen it attentively and take something to heart. Christ knew this. And he said, he that has ears, let him hear. Tonight, this word is not for everybody listening, but it's for somebody listening.
Hello.
And if you hear me right and you are hearing me, God is speaking to you tonight. Some will be cast into prison. Some will go through tribulations. Some will go through that sickness. But that sickness is drawing you closer to Christ. That prison will be refined, the one who is there. And he says, in the midst of all that, be faithful unto the end. Be faithful unto the end. Be faithful unto the end. Don't divert. Don't deviate. Don't get out of the track in which God is taking you to. Be faithful to the end. And God will give you the crown of life. My message is very simple to you. Be faithful to the end. Yes, the bills are piling. Be faithful to the end. Yes, the job is not coming forth. Be faithful to the end. Yes, you need that husband badly. You need that wife badly. It hasn't come. Be faithful to the end. Yes, you need that healing. be faithful to the end, because at the end of it all, it will change for better. At end of it all, they are not going to see that sickness or see that sickness or that infirmity again. That is why he's reminding us to be faithful to the end. Bible says that faithful is he who has begun a thing, and he will carry on to the completion of it. God that we serve, he's faithful. And he cannot deny himself and deny his way. I believe God has spoken to you. I believe he has revealed himself to you through dreams, through prophecies, and through trials and all that. And you haven't seen any single fulfillment of God. I want to assure you. He says that he's not a man to lie, and he will not lie every word that he has spoken concerning your life. Be faithful and endure to the end of it, because at the end, it shall speak and it shall never lie. Don't let us be like the church or the people in Smyrna. Let us not put that attitude of those people, because we are the chosen of the Lord. We are the ones that he has called. His eyes is on us. And let us leave a good mark so that those who are watching us from afar will know that these are the men and women of God. These are the children of God, because our deed and our actions are being observed and monitored by those who are afar. You might think that nobody is watching, but they are watching. Christ wants us to be faithful. Bible says that pride goes before destruction. Let us put aside pride and put on the humble heart. And when we humble our life and endure to the end of it, we shall receive the crown of life. Tonight, God is speaking to you. You have a choice. But I believe that your choice will be in line of that which is of God. And when it's in line with that of God, he will prosper you. He will make it good and perfect which concerns your life. Let us hope unto him. Let us cling unto him. And let us be faithful to the end. End of a matter that speaks better than the beginning of it. And I believe that the end will speak good of us, because we will endure and remain faithful to the very end of this mission and this calling. Avail your life, avail your heart, and allow God. Allow God. God told Moses, the Egyptians that you see today, you will not see them again. The affliction you see today will be no more.
Amen.
The things that have surrounded your life will be no more. So please be faithful and endure to the end. This is a simple message that I have for you. And I believe God has touched somebody's heart. And God has calmed that troubles in life. And I see him giving you peace, hope, stability, healing, and long life. God bless you for hearing his word. Amen.
Praise God. If there's anybody here, you heard the word, you heard the man of God go forth. If you want him to pray for you tonight, press 1 and let him pray for you. Praise God. Or if you are already unmuted, praise God. 874, give us your name and
Daniel,
prayer request.
Good afternoon, Minister Vivian. This is Cynthia, and I'm asking for prayers for my daughter, Rihanna, who will be being observed by her principal on tomorrow.
Okay.
Father, we thank you. We pray. Lord, whatever you have spoken, you have the final say, and you are the one that says and it concludes it all. We speak and we declare the prayer request done and settled. And we thank you for the testimony in the name of Jesus. May God give you and your family beauty for ashes in Jesus' name. We'll wait for your testimony. You are blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
The next person is 376. Give the man about the prayer request. Amen.
Good afternoon. Yes, this is Minister Spears. I'm calling for prayer for healing, please.
Okay, go ahead.
He said he sent forth his word to heal our disease, our infirmities, and by his stripes we are healed. I declare a touch of God for you right now. I pronounce healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 You are healed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Is there anybody else?
Speak out. Yes, Minister
Vivian.
Yes. This is Evangelist Gwen once more. Thank God for that word, Pastor Badu. On to our faith until the end. Praise be to God. What an encouraging message. My prayer request is for total healing for myself as well. And my son and I, we are believing God for favor for a goal that we believe the Lord will bless us to achieve this week in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
I pray for spirit of excellence for you and your home, your children. The grace will never depart. The glory will be sustained, and the victory is yours. Bible says that desire a thing, and it will come to pass. What you desire this week, God will speak on your behalf. Go for it, and don't ever think of any infirmity in any part of your body again, because God has dealt with it already. You are blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Thank you, man of God.
Anybody
amen. Else? This is Felicia Keys. Yes, ma'am, Felicia Keys. I'm praying that my son and my daughter, their walk with Christ will be even closer, and that me, myself, that he will just use us, let his light shine through us, that he get the victory out of our lives, and he just protect us and cover us with the precious blood, me and
he says that arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of God is risen upon you. I speak that you will rise and shine, you and your son and your daughter. You will rise, you will shine forth like a bright morning star. I declare that the light of the Lord, the spotting light of God, will rest upon your life and go with you and come in with you. I pray that the desire of your children is to seek the face of God, that they will be a blessing, not a burden, that they will ask for God's ways and they will follow and pursue all his ways. I declare them blessed in every endeavor of life, and may they see goodness in the land of the living. Your home is blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Sister Vivian? Yes, ma'am.
heart. I want to thank Brother Stephen. He was with us last Thursday in New Orleans on television, and he prayed for all of us. So I just want to thank him, and that we've been praying for him. And I don't know if he remembers me at the television studio, but we thank God for you and for him. And I love y'all very much. So continue to pray for me that I will be back driving my car and all of that. But we're blessing you, Brother Steve. We love you, okay?
Thank you so much, Mom.
You are healed.
You are healed in Jesus' name.
Yes. I know. And thank you for praying for us. Thank you. And
bless
we're about
you.
To go, Vivian, so we can get on our prayer line, okay? Thank you all of you so very much. Thank you, Brother Steve. Amen and amen.
Anyone else?
This is Ada Nelson.
Yes, Minister Richardson.
I thank the pastor for the word that he gave tonight. And I would like prayer for my trip that's going on for traveling Mercy and Grace on my trip. And that we have a wonderful time and the weather is good.
Father, we pray for Jenny, mercies and favors as you embark on this trip. You will go out there and come in as sound, refreshed, and renewed by his presence. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. You will not stumble your feet against a stone. Your back is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and your home is secured and protected by the power of the blood of Jesus. You are blessed. Go in peace and come rejoicing. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. This is Sister Lily Stokes. Can you hear me?
This is Sister Lily Stokes.
Sister Vivian, I would just like for Pastor to pray for me that as I lead the Kingdom Dominion prayer line, I will be able to bring souls into the kingdom, and also just able me to just lead it in the direction that God has given me. Amen. Thank you so much.
I pray for a divine revival as you minister to the children of the Lord, that you be empowered. God will anoint every word that proceed out of your lips. May God anoint and attach those words and back it with power. And when those who hear you will hear you and come and testify in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much. And I'll continue to pray for you. And I'm going to use up the Bible something for you. And she'll get it to you. It won't be tonight, but it will be. I'll get it to her, and she'll get it to you. Amen. A blessing. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, thank God for that wonderful message of encouragement to us tonight from Pastor Stephen Badu. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know you all enjoyed it. Your heart should be rejoicing. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. What a better word to encourage our hearts tonight. Praise God. Don't ever give up. To stay strong. To press on. Don't give up. Praise God. Be blessed. See you back here next Sunday at the same time. Good night.
Good night. Praise
Have
God.
Be blessed.
Love you
good
all.
Night. Good night.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless everybody.
Love
good night.
Bless everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, somebody. Let's turn off this easy as a button.
Carolina, Texas, down over there.